recording account.
Okay, so all of my notes are, so you better record.
Right. So here's the recording. I just am starting it, and I'm just wanting to recap. We're talking about India, and we've been having a conversation about the most recent correspondence with Sister Jenna, saying that the last week in February is the only week that would work for them, because she'll actually be there during that time, and the only time that would work for them to accommodate us. So we're, looks like the consensus from Priyanka, Krishna, so far, and I wasn't able to really hear Janila, so we want to get her to chime in too. It's seeming like we're going to look for an alternate plan or keep Sister Jenna and the Brahma Kumaris in mind, but for a later date that might be able to work. Okay, so who is going next? Benjamin.
Yeah, well, it's I was just going to say I love seeing Krishna and Priyanka sharing like earbuds and chatting at the same college, and that's awesome. And Janila, wow, just, I mean, I see more of your room than your face because you're kind of in the shadows, and it's awesome because I always love your house and your family and all your artwork on the walls and everything. As far as India is concerned, I had been working to get back from Chile at the very end of February so I could get to India, because I'd love to work together and work magic again and learn a lot together with everybody at the beginning of March. But during the dates that you presented now, that's directly at the same time as a Chile. Music festival in Chile that I will be part of with the Lovingtons. So I'll be down in the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay.
Go to Chile? Is that what we need to do, maybe?
Should we go to Chile?
Let's head on down.
Woo, Chile. Well, there's a few options. I'll be in Peru in middle of November. In most of December, I'll be painting a mural in Brazil. Then probably crossing over the jungle and getting to Chile by January and recording music and doing painting with kids there. And then a tour in February, Chile and Argentina.
Oh my Lord. I think we just need to hook up our little locomotive to Benjamin and just follow him around.
Just go with him.
That's what we do.
I mean, you basically show up and there's amazing work and things to learn and kids to work with and all kinds of things all around the world, wherever we are. So really we have this amazing opportunity to go to India either now or next year. And we have this amazing opportunity with every breath and every day to be ourselves and be of service and to learn and love, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Janila, so now that we have you with the little microphone, what would you like to contribute?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Nice. That's beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
I was saying that I have a lot of things going on next year and a lot of things to do, but I think if I have the date, I just make it work and I go. So it's just, the sooner as I know, I can be more flexible about it. So
okay,
I'm just waiting then.
Okay.
Great.
This is great. So what would be helpful then, since you are more flexible, but maybe if you do have certain dates that are blocked out for next year that you know about, maybe you could send those dates, or actually better than that, send the available dates that you would have to travel. And Krishna and Priyanka, if you could email, and anybody who's listening, Diana, if you're listening to this later, or Naomi or Katie, anybody else who wants to come, send Nancy and I your best dates, and maybe in order of like best, middle, and this will still work, like three options of dates for, I don't know, starting in March, I guess, so that we can figure out some kind of a service project. And so Benjamin, are you still in touch with the people that you worked with at the orphanage in India? Do you think that's something that we could explore for March, since we've been kind of playing with having that time, March 1st through 12th?
You know, I shot out a couple letters and I haven't received a response. My Brazilian friend is in contact with them And I don't know kind of where they're at right now. Okay. I do know that there's a lot of, talking with Krishna, you know, over the last months, you know, there's a lot of outreach and a lot of amazing organizations. And there's one, you know, in the state of Gujarat that works with kids that can't afford to go to schools in the slums and all kinds of things. So it just depends on the direction everybody wants to go.
Okay. Well, I think when it comes to India, it helps if we can have a solid contact. I mean, I think the thing that's great with Sister Jenna and the Brahma Kumaris is that we do hear from them from time to time. And it's like, it's not because they don't care. It's just that it's hard to get online. It's hard to communicate. So I think we should just keep, we should dream on this and figure out what we do. Maybe we still do something this December. Since I was planning to go to Guatemala. Maybe that's something that we end up doing, or maybe we follow Benjamin to Chile in March. Or but you're going to be in Chile in February during the dates that are hard for everybody anyway. So,
but it could continue through South America. I don't have to run home so fast. You know, there's plenty of things to do down in Chile if people want to meet me in Chile.
Well, maybe you can just explore, like, you know, what would, like, if we have those dates, March 1st through 12th, if you could throw out to your contact, is there a service project that we could do, a place we could stay while we do it during those dates? That might be really cool.
No pasa nada. Yo voy a hablar con ellos rapidísimo, ¿eh?
Órale, pues. Ay, ay, ay.
I have contact in Buenos Aires who is working on some amazing things right now, so I could always find out about that.
Okay.
And my little brother is going to be studying at Buenos Aires University this spring.
And Janila, while you're in Brazil, maybe you'll find some kind of, since that's coming up really quick, maybe there will be some project there that you will find the people who, you know, have the setup, have the place, have the service project. So keep that on your radar. I don't know how to, does that translate well, to think about that while you're there at that meeting? Because maybe we could go there in March. I think the main thing to keep in mind is those dates, because we've all kind of, in our minds anyway, set that time aside. So if we could just, you know, go somewhere else, because nobody's bought tickets yet, so we're still open. Let's think about March 1st through 12th for something else. And if that doesn't happen, then the next plan would be Guatemala, since that's still in, and that would be a continuum of what we've been doing. And maybe we can all be there for a ceremony where we present our endowment to Marilyn and get, and with maybe Mildred would make it we'll make a big old thing about that. Who knows what we do? And we can still do some building with Techo. So, and maybe both.
So just a question. Would that be a trip specifically connected to what Susan's doing, or different?
Yeah, it might as well be. I mean, I'm just putting it out there. You know, sure. Since there's some groundwork that's been laid, there's a different, I know that they're going to be building houses in a different community, but it's still with Techo. So we all kind of, that's sort of something that we all know how to do and what to do with that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That doesn't hurt to have that in our back pocket. It's always,
that's yeah, always. Exactly. I think that's a great idea, actually.
It's during a good vacation time. Yeah. We don't have to stress out about school. That's
no,
for
but
sure.
It's still the week before. Oh, wait, no, I'm no, not no. in high school. And,
No. Yeah. We will be fine. The thing is, I think school ends on the 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, school still ends on the 22nd, or the 20th for us, so that's, and
do you know what
will leave, like, the 13th, so we would still, that's our final.
No, but suite. You don't have to go necessarily with her.
Oh, that's true, yeah, we could meet you later. If you yeah, stayed an extra couple of days yeah. or something.
Exactly, well, actually, we could go and maybe be there for the end of what Susan's doing and kind of do some kind of overlap. And then we could go with Mildred, because Mildred has a huge community that she is working with and that she would love to introduce us to. And there's
Mildred.
Mildred, I should be calling her Ambassador Espinosa. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, I think I met her yet. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, you haven't.
What's that? What's that, Benjamin?
That Is that your hand or is that Glenn?
That looks very questionable.
I don't even know how to feel about that.
I'm getting very nervous all of a sudden. Okay. All right. So I'm getting excited. I think.
Can I request from everybody, please, everyone, I know you may have done this before, but just send me your dates again of your best time for March and on.
And December.
Yeah, so that we can see about these trips and stuff, because we, like, some of the dates we're not sure.
So we need to get them coordinated. So Benjamin and Janila and Krishnam Priyanka, and if you're going to be in touch with Diana, Janila, did you ever get connected to Diana about being the, what did we call that word, the Eskimo or the
owl?
Oh, I was going to say the cantaloupe. There was a something.
I was going to say that, but it's not that. It's
owl. Does she know? Janila, are you going to be in touch with Diana to share this with her?
Yes, so I told her she know that she can count with me, and I asked her that she just have to send me when she is free to talk.
Okay.
But for the moment, we didn't. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Would you be willing, after this call, just to follow up one more time and say, now I've got some information I'd love to share with you and follow up. So make sure that we get dates from her, ideal dates for December, ideal dates for March, and just, I don't know. Is that good, Nancy? Does that?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So the next thing that you should all know that we're working on, Priyanka, this, that we bring the spotlight to you.
Yeah.
Priyanka has, okay, well, Krishna and Priyanka just got back from the UN. They represented Chaimin at a conference. So we want to hear about that. We want to hear your report on that. Also, let's just say a little bit about this. Priyanka has become, she's not only a youth ambassador, but she's our curriculum development. curriculum development advisor, curriculum development consultant. Mm-hmm. We're going to get it so it rolls off the tongue. So she is single-handedly going through the curriculum on the website, which means that it's what we did on our first year of Chime In when it was still World Peace Caravan. It's where it incorporates the hero's journey, the sustainable goals, and it weaves it into something that could be done on a monthly basis so that we will soon be rolling our program out in a more more specific way, with specific, measurable guidelines, goals, and things like that. Priyanka's been really excited about wanting to recruit in more people, but made a request that we have more of the structure back. We used to have a really tight structure, and then we kind of let go of that because we were experimenting with what approach is best. And I think we're kind of the pendulum swinging back to let's have more structure. And so that's what will soon to be roll out. And in the meantime, behind the scenes, Priyanka is doing some beautiful, beautiful consulting for us, and really appreciating that. Do you want to say anything about what's going on, just as an overview?
Yeah, sure. So I remember reaching out to Kelly and Nancy a few months ago because I was thinking about how I, as a youth ambassador, I haven't really completed any of the requirements. And that got me thinking about how, like, maybe there isn't that much, there isn't, like, a very specific structure on deadlines and what is expected. And they were both very open to kind of recreating that and going back to, I remember a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, we were doing the hero's journey plus the leadership modality plus like the SDGs. And I remember that was really impactful for me because it was so, it was outlined and organized so beautifully and it connected so many different aspects together. So they've been really open to bringing that model back. So we've been just like working on
updating.
Yeah, exactly. Updating all of the program sessions and seeing how things will work now with deadlines, with homework, with having a little bit more accountability with as being a youth ambassador.
It's fantastic. Really, really grateful. And by the way, Janila Krishnam, if you see anything or have suggestions about the program or even about the curriculum, anything you see on the website, we are wide open because we're wanting this, when we get going the next time, we want to be really solid so that you both can, so that all of you can feel really confident when you suggest a new person to join us, that we've got a really cool thing going on. So we're getting it together, even though we're still in flow, we're still working, but we're also gearing up for the next generation of this with your help. And Krishna is helping to be our social media guy, our liaison. We need to come up with an official snappy title for you. We got one for Priyanka. You could be our social media correspondent or social media guru. Genius. I don't know.
I think the first one's fine. Yeah, I don't want to go into more.
Not ready for the guru just yet.
No, not yet. I don't think I'm that an expert yet.
So if we have time at the end of, or within this call, we'll talk about social media. But in the meantime, would you and Priyanka give us an overview of your experience at this event and what it was like to represent Chime In? What some of the things that you learned?
Yeah, totally. So I'll give like a brief overview of how we actually got there. My mom recently told my brother and I that she was going to the UN conference, and we were both like, whoa, this is amazing. And then we didn't think we were gonna go, but I reached out to Kelly and Dana and Nancy and proposed if it would be possible for Chime In to sponsor my brother and I's ticket. So they were both very generous and they sponsored us, and we went to the conference this past weekend in New York City on the 17th. And how it's structured, it was supposed to be like, it's an all-day event, and they had 40 speakers, which is a lot of speakers. And they had, each speaker had 7 minutes to pitch their, whether it's their new innovative idea, what they're doing, where we're going with the SDGs. I think that there was a few things that stood out to me within those like 7 hours. Things are happening, but they're not happening fast enough. And that was the main argument around. So we had the Millennium Development Goals, 15 years, and now we have another 15 years to go. But I guess that's the beauty of it. It takes time, it takes effort, collaboration. And then that kind of brought me into thinking about how a lot of it is cross-sectional and how it's not just it's not just one institution working to combat one issue. It's many institutions, it's many individuals who play a role. It's also taking into account who makes policies and who enforces them. So I thought that was really interesting because a lot of the time we think like a higher institution will take care of something, but we have to know that as an individual, we have a voice and we have a role to play. And then something that really stood out to me was right now I'm taking a class called Gender and Refugee Issues. And it's an incredible course and I've learned so much about things that I've never really thought about. And within the first 20 minutes of the conference, a Syrian refugee, her name is Mazun Alamehan. Sorry for mispronouncing it, but Mazun, she's 17 years old, first of all. So she's like my age, born my year. And she is the first Syrian refugee goodwill ambassador for the United Nations.
Wow.
Incredible. She's been named the, first she was displaced from Syria in 2015. And she's now living, she went to Jordan and now she's living in the UK. And she's been named the Malala of Syria. Mm. So I think she's just like a really beautiful person. There was a lot of talks, a lot of older people speaking from corporations, but she like really pulled on my heart because my age, she's gone through an incredible experience. She advocates for girls' education because in her class, when she was in Syria, like 40 girls in her class dropped out because they were going to get married. So she's like was advocating for her classmates to refuse the marriage, stay in school, stay educated. Since she was like 12 years old, she's been advocating for girls' education, and she's doing a lot of work in Syria now. And I think she was just like a really beautiful person. The UNHCR High Commissioner came out. His name is Filippo Grandi. And he like told us a bunch of statistics, which kind of blew me away. So there are 65 million refugees without access to their home. And only 6% of the budget, budget allotted for refugee repatriation is only 6% goes to education. So it's like a really, really low number goes to ensuring that kids in refugee camps get an education. And majority of the people who are displaced are youth, because either parents left, they walked out, or their parents, you know, with certain conflicts, it's just youth end up becoming orphans. So I thought he presented some really interesting facts. And the biggest thing that he talked about was accountability, which I really believe in. He talked about how refugees, or education gives refugee a place of safety. And it's investing in people's futures, investing in peace and sustainability. I guess what stood out to me mostly was refugees and education and what we should do to help bring those together, help ensure that this population is getting what they need. That's what like really stood out to me.
And then you got an idea for your project too.
Yeah, I did.
It started to come together.
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to mention that?
Yeah, sure. I think for my Chime In project, I want to work with orphans, and I want to work with getting education to orphanages in a very creative and innovative way, like bringing arts into orphanages.
That's amazing. And then eventually, do you still have the vision of having your own school that would be
school?
But in the meantime, working with orphanages. Yeah. So it might be worthwhile, maybe once we're in India, whenever that is, to find the place that Benjamin went to and to connect with them, because that's like arts, orphanage, and education all kind of in one place. That would be a really great connection.
Yeah.
Krishna, do you want to say anything about how the trip was for you? What was it like to have your business cards and to... I know that there wasn't a lot of mingling. I heard that you tried to bust into the VIP area. I love you for that.
Honestly, Priyanka just needs everything. I don't have to say anything anymore.
Are a VIP. Wait a minute. Next time you got to check in. This is what Benjamin, Nancy, and me and Dana are for. We can get you in. We'll figure out how to get you a press pass.
I tried just walking in, and then the guy asked me what my card is. Like, and I said, general admission. He's like,
no, but they had a social media area.
Yeah,
so next time he'll go in a
next time. It's always because they need PR. And if you have a PR kind of a thing, if you've got access, then they need you more than you need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
We'll get your business cards. The next iteration of your business cards will reflect social media, maybe, and or PR. Who knows? We'll figure that out. Keep going, Krishna.
Yeah, the event was refreshing. Like, it felt optimistic. It felt like there was a renewal of some kind of visions a lot. And what I liked is that it wasn't focused on one area. It was focused on all the 17 goals, and everybody showed up and said what they had to see, like what they were passionate about. So there's a bunch of social entrepreneurs, there was a bunch of innovators, there's a bunch of scientists, there was celebrities like talking, Whoopi Golding was talking, this, I forget the guy, his name
MSNBC?
Is, was MSNBC, I forget the guy's name.
Actor, the last one?
Yeah, and it is also was this guy from Game of Thrones was there. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name either.
Nicholas something.
Yeah, there was just a bunch of celebrities that were all together. And oh, yeah, the guy from, I don't know if you guys know the band Grateful Dead.
Bob Weir.
Yeah, Bob Weiner was there.
Bob Weir.
It was so cool because...
not like you calling him that.
Yeah, probably not like
you calling him that. I think Dana knows him.
Yeah, it was so cool because he was talking about his story about how he became an environmentalist back in the 70s. And one class I'm taking right now, which is called Environment and Society, which is obviously how certain environments are impacted by environment, societies are impacted by environmental issues, and then vice versa, how society affects environments. And the professors talked about how their true environmental movement actually started in the 70s. And so it was so cool to see that in this school, hear it from a textbook or something like that, and then actually see a real life person who is part of that actual movement and, wow, and having a correlation of seeing that real life. And it just felt like there was people who were up to doing really passionate things. Like whenever people were on stage, like they, no matter if people were not interested or sometimes were sleeping, they didn't care. They just were there to say their passion. And there was one woman who was talking about renewable energy, and it's not the most engaging, the most thoughtful like topic ever. Some people don't find it confusing because it's all technical subjects, but still she was like, don't worry if you don't understand, it's okay, but I'm gonna simplify it, and then whatever simplification I'm saying, I hope you get it, because our future is going that way. So like it made it sound like the future is so they made it sound easier to understand what the future is going to be. Yeah, accessible. Like anyone, if anyone wants to do something, they can just go do it. Especially in our generation, which is empowering, because I think, and I think a lot of us take it for granted, that I think us, like my sister, I, Janila, we live, I think, in the best generations in terms of accessing information. The internet is just there. We can look up. We have mentors like you guys. And it's just the most, if you want to do something and do something impactful, this is the best time to do it. And that's what I felt like there. Like I could actually go out and do it. And there's so many people who are willing to support your vision, even if you're just a 21-year-old, 18-year-old. Nowadays, people actually think it's more admirable that you do it, rather like 30 years ago, people are like, oh, wow, we can't do anything. You're just a kid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't feel like that. Like we feel like each of us have a purpose and passion and just have to follow it. So, yeah.
I'm so glad that I got the recording going. That was really, really cool. I'm so glad that was awesome. That's so important. I'm envisioning all of us at the UN together one of these days when the, you know, all of us there with underneath all those flags and you guys presenting something about the whatever your solution is, you're going to be presenting it. I think that would be amazing. Maybe it's all tied in with art, Benjamin, Janila. I don't know, but I can feel the boost that you got from that. And I'm so grateful and I'm so glad that you were able to go and come back and share that. So Janila, there's two things that I want to talk about, and we'll, Janila, I know we can switch gears right now, unless Nancy, you think there's something else we need to talk about, but I thought maybe we would approach Janila's questions about what she's about to go to the Echo, and she's going to be representing Chime In. And I know that Janila, you suggested that you would like a little bit of coaching on how to represent or what you're going to talk about. Do you want to first tell us a little bit about how you're feeling about going and what's going on with you? And do you have everything you need, and how can we support you best?
Whoa. Okay, there are many things. ¿Dónde empezar?
En cualquier lugar.
So with the echo for now, so...
Your video is amazing. Your video is amazing. You look amazing. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's moving on little steps. I don't have a lot of information still. I'm in the process to get it. Actually, after the call, I was going to call someone just to see when the flight of the other person is so that I can go with that person and meet in Brasilia so that we can go then to Diego. And for now, I'm just still in the planning part, so how I can get there. And in the phoning, I don't know how it's going. I think it's a little in pausa right now. So
what's in pausa? What does that word mean?
Pause.
Okay, and pausa. Okay.
So I think next week we are going again to share the video and give it to many people. And
share it with me again too, and remind me to also help with getting that out.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the other, so on the last call when we talk, you show me a page. So in the Chimin page, a document. A long document, and there to explain so everything from about Chimin and the Sustainable Development Goals. And I tried to look it and download it, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, let me see.
That was the document that I was asking for.
I see. Okay, keep talking. I'm going to see if I can find it and pull it up for you and show you. And then maybe Priyanka, maybe you can send Janila just the Word document version that you created. But I'll show you what that is.
Is it the introduction or which one?
I think it is actually the introduction.
Okay. I can email that to you, Janila.
Thank you.
But let's make sure that's what it is before you do. So let me do a screen share.
So I keep talking about the document. So, and also, yes, if there is something else that I should know about it, about Chimin, about the Sustainable Development Goals, the island, so how far I can go. I mean, any material that will be good to have it so now or soon so that I can read it, process it, and also make my presentation about it. So I don't know which language I'm going to have the presentation to.
Ah, you know, well, first of all, let's make sure you get the right document. And second, put it all through. Why don't you, I mean, it seems like most everybody there speaks Spanish and you're most fluent in Spanish. You're welcome. Feel free to do it.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Yeah, but do they speak Spanish too? Is there going to be some?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
Is it going to be in Brazil? Is it in Brasilia or in Sao Paulo or Rio?
In Alto Paraíso.
Alto Paraíso. Okay. I was just checking because I've been to a couple of the places and the locations in Brazil that are closest to the borders of Latino, like Spanish-speaking countries, have Portuguese, of course, but with more of a Spanish accent, and it's a lot easier to understand. But most of the people in Brazil that I met understand Spanish, but have a difficult time speaking it.
Do you think, Benjamin, what would be the easiest language for her to present in, English or Spanish, to be able to be understood by most people?
Well, if it's going to be like a gathering of people from around the world and people from around Brazil and Latin America, then I think just having both possibilities and then finding out based on the demographics and the people that have appeared and the nationalities and stuff, which of the English or the Spanish would be most appropriate in that moment, or even going back and forth depending on who's there, or maybe they give you a translator so you can speak in your native tongue and then somebody can just translate it, you know, perfectly right into Portuguese.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best. There you go. So I think with that said, Janila, take the document and put it through Google Translate so that it's in Spanish. And then I would do the presentation in Spanish. You know how to do that?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's necessary to really translate it. I just read it and make the points.
Okay, perfect. And then see if there's somebody there that speaks both Portuguese and Spanish and get the translator. I think that's great. So can you see what's on my screen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so this is on the page that is the program session page. And then under it, it says our program curriculum, and then it's got introduction overview. Do you see that?
Wait.
Want me to start from the beginning? Start over? Want me to go back, Janila?
I have it now.
Okay, so this is just for everybody. This is the homepage. Just click on sessions, program sessions, and then it's all under here. And then if you click on the introduction, it's basically a glorified Word document in a PDF. And this has the mission statement, and it's got the overview of what we stand for and our program, and it's got all the 17 sustainable development goals. And Priyanka just did a really beautiful job adding some new pictures and adding some new updates. So it's all basically here. So if that's kind of, is this the document that you were wanting to see, Janila?
I think so. And there is something else that I should know, then I think you can send me.
So if you want to, why don't you read, like, once you get it, and I think Priyanka is going to send it to you.
But it's on the website. You still need
I can.
And you can download it.
You need a Word document, though?
Oh, you know what? Up here at the top, you can, do you see this little arrow?
Yep.
So you can click on that, and it'll download it for you. So I'm actually going to download it myself, and then I'm also going to just send it to you. I think it might be a large document because of the pictures, but we'll see. So anyway, I would go through that, Janila, and then reach out to me and see, what day do you leave? You leave like in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, so the event is going to start at 6, I think it's Friday or Tuesday. Friday.
On Nancy's birthday?
Oh, okay. And through the 11th. So, I mean, I think it depends on the call from today. So after this call, another call.
Okay.
I think so my flight is going to be like the 4th.
Just so you know, if you have any questions, basically I leave early tomorrow morning and I'm going to be teaching a workshop, so I won't be online or available at all until Sunday. Sunday the, what is that? October 2nd, October 4th. Actually, I'm not going to be available until the 5th. So if you want to get a hold of Nancy, if you have a burning question after having read this, or Priyanka, at this point, Priyanka knows, she's been kind of behind the scenes a lot with us lately. In fact, I would suggest that you reach out to Priyanka, and Priyanka, because you've really owned the curriculum, you've gone through the whole thing now. I think you could probably answer any questions that Janila would have. Would you be available for her?
Totally. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm going to stop the screen share. Okay. So we're right at the top of the hour. I think what we're going to do is, Krishna, we're going to complete this call. And we're going to end this, unless you think that the recording, because we're going to talk afterwards with Janila and with you about social media. Do you want to continue this? I think it's worthy. Okay, so let's keep going for a few more minutes. First of all, Janila, do you feel complete with your questions, or do you need any other support before we wrap up?
I think I will just tell you so later. So in a few minutes, I...
Okay, great. All right, so let's switch gears and go to Krishna. Krishna.
Okay, so as of now, everything has been all sorted out, but everything I've got, as I put everything in folders in my phone, and so now that everything is organized, there was a lot of this flux, or like everything was out of place, and everybody sent it to me. Dana sent some photos to me, and then I had some photos also on my hard drive, and I was trying to figure out how to put it, because I can't post anything through the computer because the actual apps won't let you do that. So I had to put everything in my phone and then make sure my phones were in folders, so I don't, because I had like 2,000 photos, so I wanted to make sure everything was easier to find. So that's what I was doing. And then now that everything's all set, I think, next week, that ball should be rolling.
So, yeah. So what do you think we'll start to see?
Well, we'll see like on Facebook and Instagram, I'll just be posting some of my photos just on those two different platforms. And what we're trying to see is that have a goal by, let's say, by end of this year, end of December, to have how many people, I think it's like 750 people like our page, have like maybe like 1,500 people like our page, increase it by like 700, so around 700 people more like our page based on this, the consistency or inviting people, having youth ambassadors, have invited people to like our page and everything. So that's a small goal. So what I can
Great.
Do is that
do you want to give us, like, every time we have a call, will you give us a progress report, like make note of how many likes we have and followers right now?
So what I'll do is that I'll start off now as a base of how much we have, and then we'll do like every week. I'll see the progress, how it increases and where it's going. And online it shows that there's a parameter where it shows how much what people have stopped following, how much people have liked you. So I can look at that patterns and see if I can analyze them and see what we had to change, what we had to manipulate, and what we had to like add. So,
and maybe you can also post stuff to our individual pages from Chime In, like post it to my Facebook page.
Sure.
So with that, you know,
you can put it on mine too.
Okay.
Great. And maybe we can even do like give you a budget for boosting some of the posts. Because if there's like a really, like your video and Janila's video and Priyanka, your video, those three videos, not all at the same time, but like maybe Janila's first because her event is coming up. So maybe have hers run this week and Krishna, yours next week and then the following week, Priyanka's. And because those videos, I think those are really worth boosting.
Yeah. But everything has to work in congruent to what's happening in reality in terms of organization. So if she's going, Janila, when are you leaving to Rizzo?
She leaves on Friday.
This Friday. So yeah, this next coming week has to be particularly focused just on Janila and her project and what she's doing. For like nothing else has to distract that. Sorry. And so if some way I can get access to her video, I can.
Mila, can you please send everybody one more time, everybody from our list? Do you have our email list for all of the chimers?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Yeah, if you reply to any one of the ones that we send out with the video. Yeah, she's got it.
Great. So please make sure everybody has that again. And then put a request. And also, can you add the link to where the crowdfunding pages too, because they're separate. There's the video that's by itself. It's a YouTube video. And then there's the link to the crowdfunding or the website. It's not a crowdfunding. It's different. Can you send both of those links, Janila?
Yep.
Awesome.
And, and Janila, if whoever is going with you or who has a good camera or someone just has photography and maybe someone could record stuff and I can put stuff together too. Documenting is like, sorry, I'm talking really fast, but documenting is really important, especially in these major events. So things like that. So I have a bunch of videos I actually took from the trip to the summit. I have it. So I'm going to put all those together and then put it on the Facebook page.
Great.
For little clips of what people were talking about and everything. So things like that is important to just have it and then we put it together and create something. So
that's so important. And you can put them up simultaneous. We can have a lot going on this week. I mean, you know, normally we space it out, but it's really current that you just went to the UN. That needs to go up now because it was relevant. And Janila's also needs to come up now.
Exactly. Okay.
And then afterward, we can be strategic about these other really awesome videos. And then Nancy's got a great video where she's being interviewed about Chime In. And that, so Nancy, maybe you can find that video, just give him, I know it's right on our homepage, but if you could just send him the link so he can put that in the kind of calendar for when that could go out.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, well, awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I'm so excited. Just make sure that when you post stuff, if you would tag me in it. So that, because it comes up automatically, whatever's happening on my Facebook page. And if you share it with me, then I can spread it around as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
Can you also, sorry to add stuff. Can you also add it to my, my professional page? Cause I've got a lot more followers there. To the Kelly Sullivan Walden, Dr. Dream. I think you have to like the page and then you can, when it says share to a page, you can share it to my page.
Okay. So Priyanka just had to leave. But anyways, I'll see
you. Oh, no. Priyanka.
Yeah, I should go meet someone. Okay. So I think what I'll do, so I have to, do you want me to like as an individual me, or do you want it like as a group? Like,
Maybe chime in like it, have you like it, just so it's easy, so that you can share it, so that it shows up on both of my pages.
Yeah. Okay. Well, while we're actually sitting here, I'll just do that right now.
Okay. And I would like to share something when there's a moment.
Why not do it now while Krishnam's looking it up?
All right. So first, I am really pumped up and excited about listening to youth ambassadors helping youth ambassadors and all this dialogue between like Priyanka and Krishna and Janila is really inspiring. And just what I've been up to briefly, since I've been on the last call, is I was in Greece and I was painting with Syrian, Afghani, Pakistani, Iraqi, Iranian, and Palestinian refugees. Oh, wow. And doing some work in Denmark as well. And I really love what Priyanka was saying as well, as far as how we could work to and hit, like, increase the percentages of donations and funding that's going to refugee children, since 6% right now is what's put into the education of refugees, and also orphanages. And as far as the working with orphanages, that's something that we can do all around the world, whether it be in the Congo or in Uganda or down in South America. There's lots of orphanages that the kids are so thirsty for education, and all of the youth ambassadors and other participants in Chime In have a world to share with these children that are just thirsty for it. So I'm really, really inspired and grateful to come back and listen to all this progress, and proud of you guys.
Thank you, Benjamin. And we're so proud of you. You never cease to inspire and amaze. We were talking about you. I was on the phone with Priyanka and a mentor that she wants to bring on board, who wants to interview you. She's got a new podcast called Disruptivists, Disruptors and Activists. And she thought you would be amazing. Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah. She'll be on one of our calls. But also, nice. Benjamin, do you want to say a little peep about the goodness tour that's going to be coming up?
Yes. Yeah, so the goodness tour is focused on bringing free art and music for people facing adversity. And we are going to be down in LA between the 1st and the 5th of November, bringing music and art, painting live in interactive and collaborative paintings with the music, and also using a lot of the music that has been incredibly uplifting, even in Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. And so we're really excited to be able to bring something to our own backyard and to be able to share with people that are facing adversity in the streets, of Los Angeles, and then would be looking to carry that forward into Denmark and start expanding this goodness tour internationally, one step at a time. And that's something that we were so honored last time to collaborate and work with Chime In and do fundraising with live music and concerts for Guatemala. And so it's something that's directly linked with the work with Chime In. And so it'll be wonderful to get down there together, and anybody in the area would absolutely love more representatives of Chime In to come and participate, feel the love, and be great to post some videos of all of us sharing in music and creativity together as we uplift our brothers and sisters.
And everyone's, and I'm sure Dana would agree, everyone can stay at our place if you bring a sleeping bag. Just don't mind sleeping, maybe even in a tent, depending. We could pitch a tent way up on the deck. So we'll figure out a place for you if you want to come. in November.
Fantastic. And we're also looking at a bus that's been renovated with a stage on top. So we could, offer free concerts in different locations as well. So there's a lot of awesome things.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's so great. So back to you, Krishnam. Thank you, Benjamin, for that share, that chime in. Look at the fall leaf. Yeah. Oh my God, the leaves are starting to fall. They're starting to change. It's fall, you guys. So Krishna, was there anything, did you find everything you were looking for?
Yeah, so I found your name, but I couldn't find your actual like page.
Going in Kelly Sullivan Walden, Dr. Dream, spell out doctor.
Okay.
So if you just, right, Nancy knows these things. Facebook, you can just even just do facebook.com/Kelly Sullivan Walden.
Okay. Actually, I'm liking it, but the actual Facebook page isn't.
The chime in page can't like it. I don't think one page can like another page. You're right.
No, it's not because
that'd be crazy.
It's individuals liking individuals, yeah. Anyways, so what I'll do is that whenever like something's getting posted, I'll tag you in it.
Perfect. And then I can share it on that page. All right, awesome.
Be our music minute.
Yes, who would... Oh, Benjamin. Benjamin. How about Benjamin in the music minute?
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Yeah.
So Nancy, I don't know if you haven't been on in a while, but Nancy came up with a really brilliant idea that we always end our call with a music minute. So a song that inspires you, and I'll look it up online. If just like throw out the name of a song that inspires you,
and then we sort of dance to it for about a minute
as we close out.
Oh my gosh! All right, just one moment, and just let me know if you can hear this. Okay.
Okay.
You know what this is gonna be, don't you?
So the name of this is bringing the soul like back to full connection with the heart. Gifted Native American Navajo flute, gifted from a 90-year-old beautiful woman named Barbara, and let's see if you can hear this.
Benjamin, that was awesome.
Thank you. That's the first live music we've had.
I know. That was so from the soul. That was deep within the deep, all the way to the sky. You're amazing. Thank you. So everybody point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
Point at someone else and say, you are the change.
You are the change.
All around the world, we are the change.
We are the change.
So go be the change, or I mean to say, continue to be the change that you already are in the world.
Mwah. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Aho. Everybody. All right.
Good.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.